libertybts.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pureblood Mike.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, getting my notes together and deciding on a direction to go. Cactus was telling me that there are some things that I forgot to mention yesterday, and I agree, so I might rehearse a few things. But in the meantime, I wanted to... I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I think I already said that. I'm not sure. I'm looking at notes here, separating things, trying to remember my conversation. And can we, with everything happening in America, are we going to be able to turn it around? I know that the programs I listen to, what I see when I study for the programs, people are upset. They want people to be indicted. They want people to be put in prison. I agree. They should be. But about 2 months ago, I gave you the verses out of Job that God would turn the world into the hands. The world would be turned over into the hands of the wicked. And the judges would not judge properly, rightly. There'd be no justice. This is what Job said would happen at the end of the world. The judges wouldn't judge correctly. They wouldn't judge and prosecute the way they were supposed to. And the world would be turned over to the wicked. The wicked would rule. We can delay, and we can interfere with, and we are to interfere, delay. We are to expose all that the deep state, devil-worshipping individuals internationally. There's not just a deep state in the United States. There's also a deep state internationally. These people are evil. They're corrupt. Can they be prosecuted? Can they be punished? No, because they have written the laws to protect themselves. A good example, Hillary Clinton. People were hoping that when Donald Trump became president, she could be prosecuted. They're untouchable. Untouchable. I read about 3 years ago, an individual went back to the beginning of this country, even in the Constitution and the laws that were passed after that. And in these laws, there were smaller laws that would prevent the prosecution of presidents or Congress, senators, representatives in the House of Representatives. Articles that would prevent them from being prosecuted. And with Hillary, Donald Trump did not, even as president, the presidents are restricted in what they can do, actually. They have a narrow vein of things that they can do, very narrow. And for the American people to believe that Mitch McConnell, that any of these people, Republican or Democrat, are going to be punished. Lindsey Graham. No, these people are untouchable. You can't sue them. You can't put them in prison unless they, outside of their duties, they do something like murder. Then it might change. But even then, they may not be prosecuted, and they will not be prosecuted. Can we turn the country around? No. This ship, this nation, this empire cannot be turned around. There is no remedy for the sickness in the government of this country. No remedy. There, the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. Individuals can be healed from their sicknesses. But this government, just like Rome, like Egypt, Greece, cannot be healed. There are Christians that pray out of the verses out of First Chronicles, I believe it is, that if people will repent, God will hear their prayers from heaven if they pray and repent, and God will save the nation, heal the nation. No, they're praying incorrectly. Those verses are for Israel as a nation. Israel as a nation will live on into the future. America is on a time sensitive. There will be a beginning, and there will be an end to the United States of America, according to the Bible. There will be a beginning for Russia. There will be a punishment of Russia. But Russia will go on into the next 1,000 years. There will be a beginning for China, and there will be a punishment for China at Armageddon. But China and the Chinese people, that the good Chinese people, the good people of the Orient, will continue into the millennial kingdom of Christ. But not this country. This country, the shelf life has almost expired. Israel will go into the future, into the millennial kingdom. And most of the nations of the world, even England and the European nations, they will also go into the millennial kingdom, but not the United States of America. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India. I tasted real chai. I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops, and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
And we're going to say goodbye to love. The Bible says, the Lord said, Christ said in the Gospels, that a time would come when the love of many would grow cold, that there would be a hatred of mankind toward his fellow man. And we're in that time. We have to say, eventually, goodbye to love, because the people in the world, the powers in the world, have no love for their fellow man. None. Their hearts are cold, evil, dark. They're demon-possessed. They have no love in them. Going back to, we cannot turn things around. We are to, I'll begin here. The Constitution, constituted authority, I talked about that yesterday. At some point, the Constitution will become powerless. It is a restrainer. It is a document, a civil document brought into the world through the wisdom of men that had the Spirit of God on their minds, putting a law, a group of laws together to protect the people of the land, of a new nation, of a young nation. Constituted laws. And like I said yesterday, the Apostle Paul wrote about this constituted authority 1900 years ago. He put it and wrote about it in the books of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. There would be something that would hold back, restrain, hinder, stop, slow down evil in America, and the evil that America would perpetrate on other nations. It would not stop it completely, but it would interfere with the plans of the corrupt powers in this country. Individuals, corporations, foundations, the political system, the people within the political system that are corrupt, power hungry, and just straight out devil worshipers. Well, Paul said that this constituted authority, this document, would hold back and keep Antichrist from taking power before the time that is appointed for Antichrist, or the beast, to take his position a second time. And this is talking about in the United States of America. It's talking about the Constitution of the United States of America. It's not talking about the Magna Carta, not talking about laws in other countries. It's talking specifically about the constituted authority that has been given to the American people through the Constitution. And it is referred to as a he, and he will restrain, he will hold back, like a dike, hold back raging waters of evil. And the Constitution is in the last throes before its demise. But in the meantime, people of prayer, whoever you are, you pray that this constituted law, this document, that it lives until the day that the God says that it is going to be destroyed forever. We are to pray that it holds and restrains until God says it's time for it to be removed. We are to use the vote, the political process, law enforcement, a conscience. We are to tell the truth, expose the lies, expose evil, present what is real to people around us. That's our duty. And we pray and ask God to give life, to resurrect that Constitution, to keep it alive until God says it is to be removed, destroyed, replaced. That is what we are to do. We use civil law to assist, to hold back the tide of evil. The Constitution will do its part, but we have to do our part, people of prayer, to pray that it lives and is powerful, and it restrains until God says that and gives permission for it to end. And it will. I visited with you yesterday on this matter. America as we know it, the political process as we know it, is coming to an end. This may be, I believe, the last election. As we know elections, there will not be, I don't believe, a 2024 election. I do not believe, I feel that Donald Trump is very close to the end of his political career, because it's in the Bible. So I wanted to just mention this to you once again. I know that visiting with Cactus, I have all my notes. I have everything prepared for today. And Cactus told me, you know, you're not going to get to your notes. What are you thinking? You're deceived if you think you're going to get to your notes. Well, I don't want to be a deceived person, but she's right. You're not going to get to your notes. What are you thinking? Well, I'm trying to get to my notes, but these matters are important. Now, the corporations, I'll stay in a flow here. 150 years ago, even before that, corporations could look ahead, and when they started to develop oil in a new way with new technology, which is old technology, but back then it was new technology, it changed the landscape of this country. And corporations could predict 50, 80, 100 years into the future. Like the occult world with Cecil B. Rhodes, they could predict 50, 20, 40, 60, 100 years into the future. And they had a plan to, in the future, the occult world, to bring in a new world order. And the oil companies knew that for the vision that they had was 100 years out, and they knew how they could develop the oil fields, and they had a plan as to what to do with the vast amounts of money that they would acquire. Well, they had vision. But I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a secret. Well, it's not a secret, because I'm going to tell you. The corporations internationally are not able to look beyond roughly 2030. They are hopefully making plans for their objectives beyond 2030, But really, they do not have the vision that the corporations and the men that ruled these corporations ran the corporations that were the CEOs of the corporations 150 years ago had. These people today, even the governments, because of China, with Russia, with what's happening with empire here in the United States, are not able to really see what will happen in the coming calamity, the coming world upheaval. You think that the World Economic Forum is going to bring us an economic upheaval? Well, that's just one leg of what's coming. The upheaval that's coming to the world is everything across the board. Energy, politics, political power, the rule of nations, energy, new technology, the computer industry, they've peaked, they're hitting a wall. They don't know how to make chips smaller. They don't know what the next step is. And the Bible says God would, at the end of the world, reserve vision for the future. It would belong to Him. And that vision for the future, because it belongs to Him, He has given it to mankind in His holy word, in the Holy Bible. Mankind has its vision, you know, Agenda 2021, 2025, Agenda 2030. China has its Agenda 2050, but China, even China, is they know that they may have the agenda for world hegemony, but they have to get through America. They have to get through America's military might and technology. So even China, they can't accurately predict that they are going to be the international world power by 2050. No way. 2030, they're hitting a wall. They're hitting an invisible wall. They can see beyond 2030, but they can't see the landscape. They don't know what it looks like, because God has reserved vision of the future for Himself, for the people of the world that are going to go into the new kingdom of God, the kingdom on earth. Remember the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God will bring His kingdom to this world for 1,000 years after His return, at His return. The Bible is giving vision to the nations of the world, and the militaries of the world, like the Pentagon in this country, and the rulers of the world, like the Queen of England, and these type of people, they're looking at the Bible. They don't like what they see. It doesn't show a future for them. They don't have a future. This is what the Bible is telling these rulers of Europe, the ancient rulers of Europe, of China, of America. It doesn't appear like, in their study of the Bible, that they have a future, not on this earth. And even in Russia, the Russian Orthodox Church, as they study the Scripture, I'm pretty sure they're aware that there is a judgment and a punishment coming to the Russian people in the land of Gog, to Gog in the land of Magog. They know that there's a punishment coming. And the Arab nations, yes, Muhammad, a lot of the principles that Muhammad introduced into the world came right out of the Bible. As poor as he was, he, living in the Middle East, he knew of the history of Israel and the God of Israel and the laws of Moses. And he wrote, can't deny it, his vision, a lot of what he wrote and the people around him wrote came out of the Holy Bible. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360, KHNC.com for podcasts. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you, Pureblood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays. This weekend, Saturday, August 27th, making their return to the Spirit Stage, the Joy Jackson Band, led by powerhouse vocalist Joy herself. For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras Cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Nancy Sinatra. I didn't know that she sang that song until about 6 months ago. I didn't know who the artist was. And I thought, oh my gosh, it was Nancy. The boots were made for walking. So, to continue, you have two lives to live, and you better live them in a right way. You better be holy the vision of these people, they're having a hard time looking past 2030. Again, the vision of the future belongs to God. And God has allowed the Satan, remember, Satan tempted Christ after his time in the desert. Satan told Christ, if you fall down and worship me, I'll give you the kingdoms of this world. And Christ refused to bow, to worship him. He worshiped God, his Father, only. But Satan went from that time forward for the last 2,000 years to build his kingdom. And the devil has not told those that serve him the truth about anything past 2030. Satan is trying to retain control over his people. And his people are starting to wake up. They're thinking, wait a minute. What's coming after 2030? And what's coming after Christ's return? And they're realizing that in the Holy Bible, there's punishment coming at Christ's return. And Satan would, at the end of the world, be allowed to build these great empires. England, France, Spain, Russia, China. All of the powers are in the Northern Hemisphere. And one of the oldest empires is Israel, who did not exist until, once again, in 1948, was irrelevant in mankind's history, it appeared, until 1948. And now Israel has returned into her land. She trades with the nations. She has a parliament. She has what the Bible calls kings of Israel. And now the stage is set. And Jerusalem is going to be the center of the punishment of the nations that will fight against Israel and try to destroy Jerusalem. And for those that know the scripture, this is why Antichrist, he'll come to power in America, but his focus will be in Israel. Eventually, he will invade Israel roughly halfway through his final administration. And then, halfway through that administration, he actually goes into Jerusalem to the temple. This was a prophecy that Donald Trump brought to pass. Donald Trump made Jerusalem, recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That prophecy had to be fulfilled because Antichrist had to return to Jerusalem eventually and declare himself to be God in the temple. So Donald Trump has done their problems, but he has fulfilled prophecy twice with Israel. Number one, going to Israel to pray at the temple. That was the first prophecy that was fulfilled by him. Secondly, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel. Two great prophecies, in spite of all the maybe things that people are not too happy with. The devil's children cannot see past 2030. And as they look into the Holy Bible, which they do, they see that they don't see themselves in the future. They don't see. The corporations are having a hard time believing that they're even going to continue as corporations live, to prosper, to make money, to develop. It's coming to an end. I'm giving you an insight into the future. We know what's happening internationally. We see, we're watching the pandemic, the jabs, the pokes, the evil, for those that have taken the inoculations, male and female, like I did the program day before yesterday, according to the NIH, the National Institute of Health, which is sickness, really, and death, they have stated in their own documents. I spent time last night to find out how to get these documents. In their own research, their own patents, they have to tell you in the patent what the whatever it is they're doing, the technology, what it's going to accomplish. They say that they are infecting people through the nostrils with the green fluorescent genes of the firefly, and it is turning the human into part insect, brundlefly. Those that have been inoculated or have been poked are turning into brundlefly. You now have DNA from a fly. Remember the movie? I talked about it. The Fly with Jeff Goldblum. He was in a chamber, and there was a fly in the chamber, and there was a cross between human and insect DNA, and he became a fly. The DNA of the insect took over. Brundlefly. I know it's not a joke. There is a way to reverse it. There are the ways to detox from it. But nevertheless, in the NIH writings and the patents, we are being cloned. We are now no longer pure human. We are contaminated human. We are, in a sense, mutants. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality. 970-825-9305.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
And now, the end is near. So I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes,
we did it our way for a while. For the, you know, thinking back about being born in the first half of the last century, in the 50s, were a fabulous, fabulous time to be alive. The 60s, even more fabulous, just unbelievable. The 70s, wow, magnificent. What could you say? The 80s, unbelievable. And the baby boom generation, according to the Bible, were a specific generation where the greatest blessings of the United States of America would be on these children of the baby boom generation. Everything was for them. We were given the best. We've enjoyed the best. But it would be the baby boom generation that would bring the greatest evil into the world. Evil that would be unbelievable. And yeah, there would be those from the previous generation that would hold evil and direct evil into the world, but it would be the hands and the feet and the minds of the baby boom generation that would make the internet what it is, technology what it is, science, chemistry. It would build the best. It would be our hands that would build this empire. And then eventually this generation would be the most corrupt generation. It would be a kind of like bittersweet. But I know that for the good people of this nation, we have really had it our way. And it was great. But now, America lost. With the going back to this matter of the NIH has admitted that the PCR tests, the Schwab, he was instrumental in bringing another type of evil into the world apart from the Schwab. Financial hardships that are coming to the world. But Anthony Fauci in the NIH, he works for the NIH, and they knew that on the swabs they were putting this fly gene, the fluorescent gene from the firefly, into the swabs to go up your nose, to contaminate your DNA, to make you part human, part fly. There are other people that have been born that are part human, part pig, part human, part chimpanzee, monkey. This was forbidden by God. It was forbidden to touch the genome, the DNA of man. It was forbidden. It has brought, it will, it, God says, when this would occur, the judgment, the great judgment upon mankind would begin. It has begun. One of the judgments on America is right there at the border, the southern border. The Lord said in through Jeremiah in chapter 51, one of the curses that would come to the end time Babylon, to the end time empire, would be an invasion of the nations into that society to destroy the economy, to destroy the culture. America as a culture will never be the same again. We now, just like with being given these genetic altering genes to, we are now cloned as individuals, the nation also is being cloned by the people coming in through the southern border. America is under extreme judgment by God, and the judgment will continue. Man doesn't want to acknowledge God from the halls of power, then God will bring judgment on that nation. Donald Trump, during his time in the first 4 years, he did bring a peace to this country. He did interfere with the plans of the globalists. He slowed things down. He couldn't stop things. Like him or not, hate him, like him, love him, indifferent to him, he did bring a blessing on this country temporarily. We'll be back for the final segment. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on? Everybody's
we're going to Spirit's Music Hall. That's what we're going to do tonight. Live music, comedy, wrestling, karaoke, and more. Acts that you do not want to miss. All at Spirit's Music Hall, located at 1 North Paris Street in Johnstown. Across the street from our radio station, 1360 KHNC. Get tickets and see the schedule of events at spiritsmusichall.com. That's spiritsmusichall.com. You can also buy tickets at the door during the events. Experience live local entertainment that you will love. Go to spiritsmusichall.com.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on? Everybody's fine.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
And as I end the program for this week, I know separation anxiety is beginning. It's okay, I'll be back Monday. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Christ said, As in the days of Noah, so it would be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. In the days of Noah, they polluted the genome of mankind, and God had to destroy the world by flood, and only eight people survived that flood, Noah and his children. At the end of the world, the same thing would happen. The DNA of man would be compromised with creatures, and men would become not human, but human plus something. It has occurred. Now, going back to the NIH, in their own website, they admit that people that have received the vaccinations and the jabs, or the vaccinations and the swab, the poke, these people are genetically compromised. And they say in their own documentation that there will be not many people are going to have children. The inoculations, what is happening is they are, the individuals are sterile, male or female. But there will be some children that are born. But according to the National Institute of Health, their own documentation, the people that can have children, the children are, in their documentation, they use the word, these children that will be born to the inoculated people are mutants. They are not human. They are mutants. You can be upset with me. You think I'm too much? Don't, please. The black and the white, the NIH website, National Institute of Health, in documentation, they say that the people that have received and have been cloned that are part human, part something else, their offspring, the children in the womb, and the children that will be born, are mutants. Everything, Christ said, that everything that has been done in secret will be revealed. Nothing can be hidden. It is a law. Everything must be revealed. It is a cosmic law. The NIH, Fauci, all of them, CDC, cannot hide what they are doing. Christ said, for the sake of mankind, so mankind would not be deceived, that they have to know the truth. And the children born are mutants. They have found some of these mutants in Ukraine, in the labs underground. They have black eyes. They have no, it appears they have no emotion, and they are strong. Born out of the womb, they can hold their head up. It generally takes 6 weeks or longer for a child to get the neck muscle so they can hold their head up. This is why children have to have, out of the womb, have to have their head held. Otherwise, they don't have any muscle. But these creatures, whatever these are, they are strong enough already to hold their heads up. And then, at a year of age, and some of them are very intelligent, others not so intelligent, but they're very strong. They can start climbing almost immediately. Climbing up onto things on a couch, you name it. For today, this ends the program, 1360KHNC.com, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Have a wonderful weekend.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1368.